Emmy started at the voice behind her and whipped her head back to see the source of it, then looked up at the man whose arms were around her, whom she'd been crying on, whose body she had completely, bonelessly collapsed against.
Oh, God.
She closed her eyes and hid her face on his chest again.
Oh, God.
Dude.
His voice rumbled under her cheek.
Does she fucking look like she's here for our housekeeper ad?
No response from the other guy, but the owner of the arms currently embracing her, solidly, tightly, squeezed her with them. She wasn't averse. He was warm and solid, and, she realized, was keeping her vertical. Good thing, because she wasn't quite sure she could stand on her own yet. Pretty sure couldn't, in fact. Breathing was touch and go. Her inhales and exhales were both drawing about as smooth as a saw blade, one with aggressive teeth.
It's okay,
he said into her hair and squeezed her again.
No rush.
Good. It was probably best to just stay here. Maybe forever. When she pulled away from this total stranger and they had to look at each other, she was going to die of mortification. But maybe she'd just put off that terminal moment for a few more seconds. Minutes, perhaps? She felt like she should do something with those final minutes. Watch her life flash before her eyes? No, that's how she got here, bawling against a man's chest. The recent parts of that reel were grim. She turned her attention to said chest instead. Good Lord, she was collapsed against a wall of a man. Her head came up just high enough for her face to nestle between his pecs. Shit, he was huge. The gentle midline fold of his shirt was damp under her ear. From her tears. Oh God, she was a mess. A catastrophe. Wait. She carefully lifted her eyes to the neckline of his gray t-shirt. No further. Not just her tears. His shirt was darkened in a V, wet from sweat. He'd been working out. That was the sound she'd heard deep inside the house when she'd knocked. Weights. Just as she'd opened that stupid, awful text, the door had opened, and instead of the old lady she expected, a man stood there dumbstruck for a moment, then decisively hauled her into the house and his arms, which were still wrapped tightly around her. She said, dropping her cheek into his chest again. As far as conversational openers, she could probably do better. But under the circumstances, she cut herself some slack. Under her ear, she heard him smile. Could an exhale reveal a smile?
Hey, stranger,
he said slowly. He rested his cheek on her hair and murmured,
Are you ready to tell me what that smartphone did to you?